B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
And it's going to get me sick, and I don't have time for that. Okay. I got a lot going on in my life.
You're very selfish this morning. Could you not include me in your going to get us sick?
You two are going to get us sick, and we got a lot going on.
Yeah, I felt it last night. Oh. Scratchy throat.
Mm-mm.
Starting to get that. I blew my nose in the shower today, which, by the way, do y'all do that?
Ew, no. You guys and the snot rockets, it's the most disgusting thing and the most barbaric thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah, I do it every morning.
Ew.
I feel some anger coming. Should we restart the show again and be a little sweeter to each other?
I'm fine. I just wanted to be included in the I didn't want to get sick category.
No, I would be sweeter if you stayed home and you didn't come in.
Yeah, but
I
don't know
sick. What
level... Like, sick I am. I'm at the beginning stage. You know me. I take Zicam. I take an echinacea.
Our boss likes to be like, we're always out for him being sick. And you're welcome. I didn't infect everyone else.
But you get weird stuff.
I do. This is
a basic cold.
I know, but I'll get the cold and then plus pneumonia.
Yeah, and streptococcus.
I am over here just chugging vitamin C.
I'll get a cold and then doctors fly in from Japan to observe.
Dr. House comes in.
It's like the one strand that nobody gets.
Like, how?
Well, good morning, everybody. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. I guess I'll go first with my day in 30 seconds. You mentioned it yesterday, Roy. We talked about around 6:20 yesterday morning, Amazon released their top 100 toys list.
Yes.
Well, guess what Dean and I went through yesterday?
The catalog?
The actual paper catalog that came to our mail. And I meant to take a picture, but I couldn't find my phone. I was going to send it to you. But we had fun, man. Like we were talking about how it's fun to go through the catalog and circle things.
Yeah, it is.
And it's just as easy, like you said, to go on the computer and just click.
Yeah.
But there's something about sitting on the couch, like we were bundled up. He was circling things and then putting an R for Baby Ruby.
Aww.
That's fun.
Yeah. Now, of course, he circled everything, so we got to break it down again. But that was my day in 30 seconds. I enjoyed that. Oh, also, he picked up a lizard like Steve Irwin yesterday.
I saw your post.
Yeah. We're in the backyard. Next thing you know, he goes, "Dad, look, I caught a lizard."
As long as he doesn't do it with like snakes and stuff.
I don't think I'm going to stop him. I think I opened up Pandora's box. Like, we watched old episodes of The Crocodile Hunter going all the way back to like when he was 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he loves wildlife, but he's not afraid of it.
Yeah, but isn't there some wildlife that can hurt
him?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, he does. But he's like, "It's a simple lizard, Dad. It's not going to hurt anybody." He goes, "There you go, little buddy." And he put him back on the tree, and he was so gentle with him.
Aww.
Like, I would never touch him. It was like a little gecko, you know?
And those are fast. Those are not easy to catch.
No, I know. I don't know how he did it. It's like it came to him.
He's Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, he's the animal whisperer. You're one going to, like, see him in the backyard. Like, deer are going to be, like, he's going to be riding a deer in the backyard.
Yeah.
Doves on his shoulder.
You know how Baby Cash is the anti-animal whisperer because he kicks animals?
Oh, come on. He doesn't mean it.
I know he doesn't.
He's just learning to be gentle still.
It means he loves the animal.
Right.
He kicks it in the side.
He wants to play with it, but he's not committed enough to touch
something.
It, so a toe would be great.
Do something. Move. What's going on in y'all's world?
You know, I hate saying this because I don't love when Dallas is out of town, but there's a small part of me that does love when Dallas is out of town because Cash is so needy towards Dallas when he's home. And when Dallas is gone, it's a whole nother child. Like, he wants to love on me and, like, sit with me and watch TV and cuddle. And I'm like, oh, why can't we do this on a normal basis? Like,
yeah.
He just likes Dallas so much more than he likes me.
Yeah.
Which is so insulting after carrying a child for 9 months.
Well, who's the bad cop?
Me.
Good, yeah, Dallas, so you're the disciplinarian.
When I say there is zero discipline coming from my husband's side of things,
Yeah. Zero.
Like, Cash could drop kick him on the couch. He's like, "No, buddy, we don't do that." And I'm like, "Get in his butt." I was like,
"Yeah."
Shut the TV off. Tell him
but
no.
You know why he does that?
You have to be stern because he feels bad.
Because he travels.
Yeah. Which isn't fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. Like, Ruby's fine when because I'm obviously home before Amanda. So my 15-month-old daughter, she throws fits and stuff. And so she's okay. And then, like, Amanda comes home and she starts whining.
Yeah.
And gets whining. And I'm like, do I say anything? That, like, she's been fine for the last 2 hours? Because that's blamey.
Yeah.
You know? But she knows it. Amanda will say, like, "Hey, why is it as soon as I come in, She wants to be held by her. She wants all of her attention.
Sure. My day, yesterday.
And the other thing that's interesting about being a parent.
What?
No, I'm kidding. All parenting talk over here.
Yesterday, I went to go vote. And so I before I go vote, I make sure everyone's voter, me and Sterling's voter registration's okay. And I double check the polling place because I want to get in, get out. I don't want to mess around. And so we get there, and Sterling's in one line, and I'm in one line getting checked in to go vote. And they're like, they can't find Sterling's information. And I'm hearing this out of my ear. And then Sterling's like, well, acting like he just needs to go register to vote. And I'm like, hang on a second, looking over at them. No, I double checked it. He's active. You're not finding it, but he's in the book. And then I go back, and I'm still trying to wrap up mine. And then I hear that they still can't find him.
That happened to me.
But I'm like, I don't want to be like the parent that comes in and like fixes this.
Yeah.
But I'm like, he goes, no, you're registered, but I'm not. And I'm like, no, I double checked. You're good to go.
So did they get it straightened out?
Yeah, they had to like get someone else to look at the book.
So in Union County, there was an issue like when people moved and you did a change of address, not everybody got through the system. How crazy is that? Because we voted a while ago in Union County.
Yeah.
And I changed my address as soon as I moved in 2017. And
yeah.
And then I went to vote and they were like, sorry, you're at the wrong address. I'm like, no, that's not right.
Yeah.
And then like,
it's too much of a hassle. Can't we just set up an Instagram poll and all just vote there?
Right? And it was like weird questions. They're like, well, when was the last time you voted? And he's like, I don't know. I guess maybe three years ago. I'm like, no, you went last year with me.
I'm like, stop talking.
Yeah, stop talking. He's in the book. You guys got to find him. And so then we voted. And then by the time we got home, Kelly destroyed the house.
Oh, God. Yeah, like that dog.
She's regressing for some odd reason. I don't know why.
I don't know. All these boxes are showing up. I can't imagine why.
So much stress.
Yeah. Mm.
Exercise that dog, man. Let Nicole walk her like once a day.
Currently grounded, so
I know. But that's like weird energy that the dog has, right, Nicole? Yeah.
That's you need the to walk that of dog. What you should be doing.
Come take Callie. Why don't Aunt Nicole take Callie for a daily walk?
She does. Well, you got to book me.
Pass.
You got to book me through the doggy app.
Rover.
All right, we've got a ton to do today. I am so excited for 6:50 this morning. We are going to perform Under the Sea live here in the studio. Last night, The Little Mermaid live came out.
Yeah, I watched it.
Loren's got a review of it also.
Mine ain't good, so I don't know what yours is.
And Sterling and I were like DMing each other the whole time, too.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to do a worse job than what happened last night. So we're going to do Under the Sea live. But up next, we're going to talk about Roy. I don't even know if you know this, an iconic Charlotte icon, his run here in the Queen City could be coming to a sad end.
Mm.
You know who that is?
It's probably our show at the rate we're going.
Well, that's not a sad end. That's a legit end, but no. We'll tell you about it coming up in just about 10 minutes.
Kiss 95.1 with the Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
So we've got your Jonas Brothers tickets all week here. We're calling it Joe Bro Radio on Kiss 95.1. AJ's got your tickets with the ticks at 6, and we've got your tickets at 7:50 today. It's Know the Joe Bros.
Yeah, we're going to ask you questions about Jonas Brothers. I think they're pretty easy. And we're going to hook you up with a pair of tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers. Their Happiness Begins tour will be in Charlotte Wednesday, November 20th. We're also going to try to get you upgraded to get a pair of floor seats within the first 5 rows as well.
So everyone that wins tickets this week, one person is going to get upgraded to floor seats. Is there really a better way to see the Jonas Brothers?
No.
Loren, than on the floor?
Mm-mm.
No. Of course not. Today at 7:50, let's play Match the Joe Bros.
Oh.
How about that?
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, we'll set up a virtual match game where, like, behind number one will be Nick, number four will be Nick, number two will be Kevin, number six will be Kevin, and then we'll go, okay, flip over card one. Up, Nick. Okay, flip over card four. Nope, that's Joe.
How does that work?
I don't know. We're on the radio.
Wouldn't that be funny, though? You know what I'm talking about? The match game where you got to match the brothers? You got to make a pair?
You know what's funny is hearing our producer in our ear yell no.
What? That's what we talked about in the meeting yesterday when you were in the bathroom.
I don't think that happened.
Roy, did we talk about that?
No, I don't think that happened either.
Now, granted, I was distracted yesterday, but I don't think.
Roy was supposed to bring something this morning. He has no concept that we talked about it yesterday.
No, but also, I didn't get reminded, so I don't know.
We also have reminders in our phone.
Producer Nicole, I didn't get a reminder.
She didn't do it. We did it.
Well, I wasn't part of that. I was not part of this.
Well, I can see the show's really running on all cylinders this morning.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. That's when we have the most fun. We do have Jonas Brothers tickets for you at 7:50. Make sure you set your Siri reminder right now and be here.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show.
Say it ain't so. Oh, I was so bummed out yesterday when I got the news that the Panthers have put Cam Newton on season-ending IR, Roy.
I know.
Which means a season-ending injured list. So
I,
he can't
I
play for the rest of the season.
IR was. I didn't know.
Injured reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so the conversation is, has Cam Newton played his last game as a Panther this season?
Ooh.
And has he played his last game as a Panther forever? So he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's 30 years old, which isn't old in standards of the NFL. I mean, Tom Brady's 43 years old, I think, mm-hmm. or 44, and he's still slinging the ball.
That's not the norm, though. Tom Brady's not the norm.
And Tom Brady doesn't get hit nearly as much as Cam Newton. Cam Newton has been hit 1,235 times.
Why do they keep hitting him?
Well, he does run a lot.
Oh, okay.
The Panthers would save $19 million on their 2020 salary cap for next season if they cut him or traded him. And that's going to be the decision that the front office and Coach Rivera are going to have to decide.
Isn't there a penalty for cutting someone?
Yes, they would only carry $2 million.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. So the thing is, though, is like, you know, obviously we're close to Cam. We've had a relationship with him since he's been here. Hosted a lot of his events. We're hosting his turkey jam again.
Probably not after they hear this.
Well, he's still going to do it. Like, he, you know, he's not going to turn his back on the city no matter what, right?
Sure.
So the thing is like, you know, when you think of Cam Newton, you think of him as the quarterback who, you know, has been hurt the last couple of years and has been a shell of himself. But don't forget that 15-0 season. I mean, his resume speaks for himself.
Well, we went
undefeated.
Yeah,
he was
to the Super Bowl.
Lost one game, went to the Super Bowl, and then he hurt his foot.
Isn't there a good chance that he'll just get this fixed and we'll be moved on?
See, if the Panthers want to take that risk, but if they want the money and save that money, then they'll cut him.
Right.
You know, but if not, then yes, I say you give him and Kyle Allen a fair shot at each other, you know, in the... I think he's earned that.
Is the injury he has a injury that typically re-injures itself?
And I'm not sure of that. It's called the Lisfranc, I think, injury on his foot.
Because I would think that if there's a higher probability of him getting hurt again once that's quote-unquote healed, then the Panthers would cut him. So I'm sure there's doctors weighing in on this all kinds of things.
The doctors, two different doctors gave him their expert opinion and they opted, he opted to not have surgery on it. But he just needs time to heal. To be 100%. So, anyway, we'll keep our eye on that. And let's just, it's easy for everyone on social media to pile on Cam because Kyle Allen's playing so well. There's not a bigger cheerleader. And my neighbors, oh my God, I was getting my concrete patio poured yesterday and the cement truck driver broke the news to me. And he's like, what a showboat. He's, you know, Cam Newton this, Cam Newton that. I'm like, whoa. I happen to know him on a more personal level. There's no. I told him that. Well, he knew I worked for the radio station.
Okay.
So I was like, hey
don't talk about my buddy this way. All right. Him and I text each other hearts every night before we go to bed.
He just moved here from Florida.
Okay.
And I told him he needs to listen to us, the cement truck driver.
Yeah.
He didn't know that we are close and we host a lot of things for his foundation. So I was like, you know, nobody does more for the city. Nobody, when they have that free night at the stadium where everybody can come watch them do their open practice, Cam is running around that stadium working the crowd.
Yeah, I hope he comes back on our show before, so we can talk about this.
No, hopefully we'll talk, you know, we're going to talk to him leading up to Thanksgiving.
I hope.
With his event that he hosts for all the kids and the YMCAs across the city. So, all right, Lorraine, we dug into your dirty time discussing Cam. Is there anything you would like to add?
No, can we
Cam
until
Newton
the
7:30? No.
Oh, to add towards the football conversation?
Yeah, anything.
I felt like I was part of that conversation.
You were.
I don't know. Okay. It's like, what do you want me to add?
I don't know. I'm just, anybody else feel really sad?
No, I don't feel anything at all.
Okay.
No, and I know the guy, and I feel bad for him, but
I just hope that he doesn't, like, bail out of Charlotte, because he spends a lot of time in Atlanta, too. So, I mean, obviously, his family's there, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll keep our eye on him, man, but it's hard to believe that maybe Cam has played his last game as a Panther. I hope that it's not, because he's just done so much. So up next, though, we're going to tell you guys, have you noticed that there's cameras on the streets of Charlotte and Mecklenburg County? And they're reading your plates, but it's not for the reason that you might think. We'll explain coming up in just about 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Main Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Did you know that there are more than 100 cameras in Charlotte scanning your license plate?
So, sometimes if I go through a yellow, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do, kids, but sometimes we're all guilty of going through a yellow. My wife will go, the camera's going to get you. And I said, I don't think we have traffic cameras.
You know, down in Blakeney, they put all these, like, I don't know if they are cameras or not, but in the parking lot, they put, like, all these what look like cameras with, like, a little flashing light on them. I can't figure out what they are. The only thing I can imagine is that they're cameras.
Yeah.
So they're not for, like, the, you know, remember when you blow through the red and it flashes you? That's not really what they're doing.
It's not a traffic violation cam?
No. They're using it.
Just kidding.
They're using the technology to help them arrest fugitives, wanted people, find missing people, and recover stolen cars.
I like that.
So it can take up to, I think it's, it was like 28 million license plates. 28 million license plates. It can read more than that. And that they've recovered 500 stolen cars. They found 36 missing people. Found 105 wanted people.
That's really cool.
And made over 400 total arrests just by these cameras. You know, back in the old days, they would have to, like, if they're trying to find someone, they'd have to stake out an intersection and then write down the license plate as they drove by. Now they can just hop on the computer. If that wanted person drives by, they has their license plate.
I like that.
Yeah.
As long as they're not busting me for going through yellow, I'm all for it. No, but that is a good thing. How many missing people did they find?
They found 36.
Yeah, that's a good number.
Yeah. 36.
That's awesome. Okay. Yay. Go see CMPD. Yay.
Yay.
Get those bad guys. Yay. Just don't come after me.
When I run red.
It's not that big of a deal. Huh?
Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
I got my wife in the passenger seat going, oh, babe, that was bad. It was like red when you went through.
You know, this one time I went through it and it was red and I looked behind me and it was a cop.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, for sure. Because it was the yellow going to red. He was trying to get somewhere, too. He went right around me. I'm like, yeah, dude, that, like, sucks.
Last night was a big night for ABC. They did The Little Mermaid live, and well, social media didn't love it.
No, they didn't. I was getting DMs from people. Like, all I did was fill DMs last night.
We're going to try and make up for it. We're going to perform Under the Sea Live. Myself, Loren, and Roy, and producer Nicole, we're going to come in here and sing Under the Sea Live just to get you going on a Wednesday morning and to prove that we might be able to do a better job than the production last night.
There were some good spots last night, but it was touch and go in some.
Cool. Yeah,
we're going to do that in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Listen, happy birthday to everyone. You're about to hear the MRL Show take on Under the Sea Live on your radio.
I think that we are better than the cast that I saw on TV last night.
Some of the... Now there, to be fair, it was almost 50-50. A lot of people liked the rendition of The Little Mermaid live last night on ABC.
Oh,
but then
really?
There's other people who are like, I can't figure out if Shaggy's trying to be a crab or Michael Jackson.
He didn't have big claws.
And even John Stamos, who came out, is getting crushed.
By the way, I knew when I saw the dress rehearsals that this was going to be crap.
Oh, did you see the dress rehearsals?
Yeah,
see, I didn't. I just think the level of talent between, like, Queen Latifah and everybody else who was casted was, I mean, it was just too different.
Yeah. Kiss 95.1, the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show, a special production. It is not the normal show. We are turning into a live-action performance.
If you watched The Little Mermaid live last night, you may think that we're about to do a better job.
You
know, I don't know if that's true, but...
My wife and I were watching it, and my wife loves that theater. She loves those live shows, and she was like, this just isn't that good.
I know. It was a little cringeworthy for me until Queen Latifah came on. But, like, Eric was kind of dead for me. Ariel was kind of dead for me. Like, nobody, like, reached into, like, the audience or, like,
yeah.
I need you to, like, overact when it's a stage production.
And for those of you that didn't see it last night, it was...
You're lucky.
It wasn't that bad, Roy, but it wasn't the best thing I've ever seen. It definitely wasn't Broadway worthy.
At some point, I took a notepad out and started making notes.
It went in between cartoon and live.
Which I liked, because... And I just asked Roy this off the air, and I was like, do you think like they casted this, and then when they started doing run-throughs, they were like, oh... This isn't going to work.
Well, listen, this isn't the first time we tackled a Broadway number live on the radio. We've done this in the past. We feel confident about it. And we're going to give Under the Sea a shot from The Little Mermaid. From the 1989 Disney Little Mermaid movie, here is Under the Sea as done by the MRL Show. Feel free to sing along in your car. Hopefully you will.
Just imagine us floating through the water.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things surround you. What more are you looking for? Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they swim away. While we in boats and want to run
under the sea. We lost it there for a second.
Now here all the fish is happy.
As long as the wind they roar. The fish on the land ain't happy. They said, cause they in your bowl.
Fish in the bowl is lucky. They in the world were their fate. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who's gonna be on the plate?
This is whoa.
Come on, Lauren.
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Under the sea. Nobody beat us. Fry us and eat us.
In the fry casey.
Fry casey.
What's that?
What's a fry casey?
What?
In a fry casey was
under the sea. We're off the hook, Roy. We got no troubles. Life is the bubbles.
Under the sea.
Dude, we lost
it two verses ago. Nobody knows these verses. Everybody knows the first three verses, and then they don't know anymore.
Why are you saying this is woke, Producer Nicole?
I don't know the lyrics. It kind of...
Oh, you... In 1989, they're ahead of it. They're like, don't eat the fish.
Wow.
Leave them alone.
They know about sustainability back then.
What's Are you a pescatarian?
Well, yes, but it's environmentally bad.
We don't like plastic straws under the sea.
Yeah.
The fourth verse is a whole thing on SeaWorld. You should really keep listening.
We don't like to be fed at SeaWorld under the sea.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah.
That was good.
Bravo. Bravo. Lorraine, you actually participated and you hate singing.
I do. But yeah, but I like Broadway stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I thought we did a good job. There you go. Some Monday morning, Wednesday morning entertainment for you.
Still to come.
Phone calls.
You guys suck. Get off the radio.
Hi, the MRL show. How did you like our rendition of Under the Sea?
I was about to turn my channel.
Oh. Yeah.
Y'all really lost it.
Were you singing? Funny, were you singing with us?
Excuse me.
Were you singing with us at least?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for your honesty.
And by the way, thank you. Instead of turning the channel, you decided to call us and warn us. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thanks for hanging in there.
All right. Thank you. Hey, we are actually moving on. We're going to talk to Amber. Amber says that she's due to get married, I think, in 3 weeks. She DM'd us at the MRL show and says that her mother-in-law laid a very strange request on her. And so she needs a little group therapy this morning. We'll get into that coming up just after 7. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1. Home of...
Under the Sea!
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Got your Jonas Brothers tickets coming up at 7:50 this hour.
But first, let's welcome Amber. Amber from Charlotte, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Hi.
Hey, Amber. You sent us a DM yesterday. She's one of the many people who follow us on our Instagram at the MRL show. And you DM'd us and you said, you told us that you're getting married on the 23rd of this month, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're excited.
But there's a stipulation.
There is.
What's your mother-in-law laying on you?
What's the problem here?
All right. So here's the thing. We have everything lined up. We're all set. We're all good. My fiance and I, we have everything lined up. And all of a sudden, my mother-in-law says that she has a stipulation. And I'm like, okay, what's that?
Okay.
Well, there's this thing called the mile rule. And she doesn't want me to move more than a mile away.
A mile away from the city?
Like a mile away from her, like from where she lives. And so she was telling me, like, you know, I mean, I really like her and I enjoy being around her. And she was like, I'm sure that, you know, Jack told you about the mile rule. And I'm like, no, he didn't say anything about that. And then she's telling me, like, you know, I mean, I need to be there for the grandkids. And I'm like, grandkids? We're not even, that is not in the picture right now. You know, I mean, we've been engaged for a year. And I've actually moved to Charlotte like 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I love it. She lives in Gaston County. Like,
hey, we love the gas house.
Yeah, Gastonia is great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't, I mean, no offense to anyone that lives there. I just, like, you know, I like Charlotte.
All right, here's what I'm vibing.
She's joking, right? Like, the mom's joking.
Oh, I don't think she's joking. I think this is, like, a real thing.
It is not a joke. Like, I really thought it was. I thought, like, wait, that's just, I mean, for how great she is, like, this is like a, hold up, what?
Yeah, but if I could just interject for 1 second, here's what I'm vibing as soon as you talk to me. That's not Jack's rule, your fiance, and Jack's probably not okay with it. This is his mom's rule, and Jack didn't tell you because Jack's like, we need to handle that, like, when we get there.
But isn't there something that's like, it's a very Southern thing. Now, I'm from Pennsylvania, so I don't, all of our family lived all over the place. But isn't there something where, like families live on the land and they all live kind
within
of
a holler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my parents, the whole family lives in a holler. We got my mom and dad. Behind my mom and dad is her sister. And then I got one of my cousins back there. And then I got my other aunt and uncle back there.
Anyone live on the driveway?
Yeah, I mean, it's like 60 acres of nothing but our family.
And that's it's way too close.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's woods. You can't see them, you know, but you could yell.
What's the reason, though? Like, what would be the reason why Amber's mother-in-law would want them to be within a mile? I mean, there's cars.
Listen, about the kids.
I'm sure, like, my parents, my mom, I mean, because they got a bunch of land. And I bet my parents' perfect dream is that my sister builds a house on the land, and then I build a house on the land, and we all live on this massive compound of family.
The brown pound.
The brown pound. And then nobody ever leaves the mountain, you know. But
brown town.
Yeah. That's not a good last name for it. But yeah.
Let's do this. Let's take some phone calls. Amber is on the phone with us. Maybe you could give her a little advice on how to handle a mother-in-law. Because, like you said, there's no other issues. She just all of a sudden laid this on you that, hey, you can't move within a mile away from me.
Yeah. Yeah, I need help.
A mile is pretty close.
Yeah. I remember when my mom was looking at places here in Charlotte before they decided on where they were building, like, she would look at how far the distance was between our old house and, like, where she was looking. And if it was too close, her boyfriend was like, I think maybe we'll look somewhere else. Even they knew that, like,
separation.
Needs to be a little separation.
980 said, texted in and said, oh, hell no, marry him, but put that woman in her place.
I got the perfect excuse, Amber. Okay. If you're going to live within a mile from her, if there's ever a really bad storm to go through Gastonia, and her power goes out, if you're within a mile, your power is going to go out too. So you say, hey, you know, for the grandbabies, and she's still thinking about these grandbabies, I'll live a little outside of your power grid So in the event that your power goes down, you can come with us.
And by a little outside, I mean I'll be on the other side of Charlotte.
I fixed everything.
Roy with the power grid answer. And maybe Duke Energy can help you with some sort of PowerPoint. 704-570-9595. We have a couple lines open. If you want to give Amber some advice, how do you handle a mother-in-law who says, hey, you can't move within a mile from here? And you don't want to, like, you have to understand that your fiance and your mom, I guess, are pretty tight, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he wants to,
yeah, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't want to make waves with her. I mean, so many people are texting in. Someone says that we live behind our grandpa and my in-laws, and my husband and I share the same driveway. We live 700 feet from each other with no issues.
So close.
Well, I don't think there's any issues with my family, how everybody lives all in the same 60 acres. But that's all they've pretty much done. The family has owned all these acres, and then they just, you know, allot 9 acres for you, and yeah, 2 acres for you.
I mean, that's kind of nice, but...
Yeah.
Amber, I imagine you work uptown? Or near uptown? Yeah, so yeah. Somebody said use that as your excuse?
Yeah.
I just think, like, right now, Charlotte is the place to be. I don't want to live, like, on land right now.
Well, maybe Peyton from Taylorsville can help you out. What do you think, Taylor? I mean, Peyton.
Hey, so, like I said, my grandpa lives in front of us on the same piece of land, and then... I actually share a driveway with my in-laws. We live 700 feet from each other. But it's actually nice because I have 2 kids. And if I need them, you know, they're right there. And my mother-in-law actually keeps them while I go work during the day.
There you go. Built-in babysitting, Amber.
That is nice. We're just not thinking about kids right now.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, is there a conversation that you can have with her? And, like, maybe there's a compromise where you say... Well, you know, maybe we'll move closer when we have kids, and then you just kind of keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Alice and Charlotte.
Not the kids, they just move.
Right. Alice and Charlotte, what do you think?
Well, I think that maybe she can handle it as diplomatically as possible, because she is going to have to live with a mother-in-law. But talk to the fiancé, find out what his thoughts are, talk to the mother-in-law, when did this one-mile rule come up, and maybe it's antiquated. Maybe they don't live on a compound. Maybe they don't have all that land. And in the end, maybe it's just not appropriate for 2019, and everybody can come to some understanding.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alice. What do you think of that, Amber?
Yeah, I do like that.
Either way, there's going to be a confrontation. There's no way this ends without somebody saying something.
I knew this was coming. Listen to Cindy.
All right. Cindy and Hudson, go ahead.
Her fiancé needs to put on his big boy breeches. And put his mama in her place.
So I was just about to say, I think you got to get the fiance involved here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, he's never going to, like, quote unquote, put mama in her place. But at least if you have some backup, then you can fight the good fight.
Yeah, and then instead of saying, you know, well, Amber doesn't want to do it, he could be like, you know, it's just not good for us,
right,
Mom. We can't do that. Right, it should not be on her.
Thanks, Cindy. Hey, look at it this way, too, Amber. If you move to Gaston County and you live out on the land, you get to listen to us on your commute to Uptown every day. And
cheaper taxes.
We'll do Under the Sea every day if you want.
Oh, my.
All right, well,
yeah.
Seriously,
no, I appreciate that so much.
Congratulations on your wedding. We got to run. We're up against the clock, but we do wish you the best on your wedding, and good luck with your mother-in-law. Hopefully, you got to get your fiancé involved.
I appreciate all your help, yes.
Okay. All right, thanks, Amber. There's Amber. See, DM us, and we'll put you right on the radio.
Right.
Get free advice. Why pay an expert when you can get free advice from us?
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. It's 95.1.
So something happened on the set of The Eternals where Angelina Jolie had to be evacuated. Now, the Marvel movie is filming in the Canary Islands, and it's on an island where Nazis had a base camp in World War II. And the explosives likely came a little bit later on, but there were, what do they call them, bouncing Bettys or whatever, in the ground. And somebody found one, and they had to evacuate the whole cast because of it.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, yeah, you hear that they find landmines and stuff all over the place from, like, World War II. And
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You said they only evacuated Angelina Jolie. I was like, that would be like if there was a fire in Malibu and they evacuated Oprah and everybody else stayed.
Yeah.
But that's what's caught your ear, wasn't it? Huh?
Okay, what's wrong with the rest of the cast? They're allowed to stay?
No, they had to be evacuated too.
All right.
But, I mean, yeah, okay. Anyway, there's a new A-list celebrity joining Robert Pattinson on the new Batman movie. And the Penguin will be played by Colin Farrell. I think I might be in on this now.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Danny DeVito played the second original Penguin.
And happy birthday to Kris Jenner, who celebrated her 64th birthday yesterday. And of course, all her daughters paid tribute to her on social media. So did Caitlyn.
Yeah, was that a new picture of Caitlyn with Kris, I wonder?
I'm not sure. Okay. But Kim, I guess, outshined all the other kids. Because Kim is clearly the favorite.
Yeah.
And I think the middle child between the first three sets of kids. But here's the thing. She rented out Kris and Robert Kardashian's old place, and she rented the car that her parents used to own.
That is cool.
Isn't that really neat? And all the decorations, they put decorations through the whole thing and tried to make it as much like it was when they lived there as possible. So they put landline phones in. Their old wallpaper was up as part
of
the decor.
Did OJ show up?
No.
Sorry. Gosh. Well, he did in that. Remember the movie with David Schwimmer? Yeah. He played Robert Kardashian. OJ showed up there.
Yeah. Now, do you think it's so funny? Like they got like the old car. Right,
that was savage. I apologize.
That was a little savage.
That was pretty savage. I tried to move on for you, but like if I got my parents' old first car, it'd be like a '90 Ford Escort. Like I wonder what the old car,
an H1.
Yeah, it's on Instagram. It was a convertible, for sure.
She got all of them, like, because it was it was where every Kardashian was born. Like, that's the significance of the house.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, these are good ideas for the average person like us who's going to work today.
Yeah.
Why not recreate your parents' original home? Just rent the house, get all the cars, and there you go.
Yeah. You know what would probably happen if I walked up to my, like, family home in Pittsburgh?
You'd get shot.
They'd be like, who are you? Yeah. Like, I don't care.
Yeah.
By the way, it was a convertible Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, rich back in the day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's your dirty.
All right, else we can't beat the rent. 704-570-9595. Five wins. Call now. Take her down.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On KISS 95.1.
Megan, out there in Matthews, welcome to the Meanie, Rory, and Lorette Morning Show.
Thank you. I can't believe I actually got through.
Well, believe it, because you're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
We said, Megan, do you want to play Can't Beat Lorette off the air? And she goes, maybe. Yes, I do, but I'm nervous.
Yes.
All right, throw her out.
My daughter, okay, what? Lauren, get out the studio.
All right, don't think about how many people are listening.
It's really no one except our parents. Lauren's out of the studio, and she's gone. She can no longer hear these questions.
Megan, real quick, did you mention your daughter?
Yes, I have my daughter Madeline with me.
All right,
she's
Megan and Madeline.
Months old, so she probably won't help too much.
Happy birthday to the ultimate momager and the leader of the Kardashian-Jenner group. Who are we talking about?
Caitlyn Jenner.
And Queen Latifah is getting a lot of praise today, but the rest of the show, not so much, after ABC did a live version of what Disney mermaid movie last night?
The Little Mermaid.
Question three. Katie Holmes is happy she became a mom in her 20s and feels like her and Suri grew up together. Who is Suri's father and Katie's ex-husband?
Tom Cruise.
Miley Cyrus has officially unfollowed her exes on Insta. She unfollowed Caitlin Carter as well as her ex-husband. Who is that?
Liam Hemsworth.
And question five, what Panthers quarterback is going to start the rest of the season after Cam Newton went on the IR yesterday?
Kyle Allen.
All right, come on in. You got one, and you're going to be mad at yourself.
Uh-huh, she missed one, but when she answered it, she answered it very confidently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she got four.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Question one, happy birthday to the ultimate momager and the leader of the Kardashian-Jenner group. Who are we talking about?
Kris Jenner. Mm.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Megan said Caitlyn 1-0.
Oh.
Question two. Queen Latifah is getting praise today. The rest of the show, not so much. After the live version of ABC's Disney Mermaid movie, what movie was that?
The Little Mermaid.
2-1.
Katie Holmes is happy she became a mom in her 20s and feels like her and Suri grew up together. Who's Suri's father and Katie's ex-husband?
Tom Cruise.
3-2.
Miley Cyrus has officially unfollowed her exes on Insta. She unfollowed Caitlyn Carter as well as her ex-husband. Who is he?
Liam Hemsworth.
4-3.
My and future ex-husband.
Question 5. What Panthers quarterback will get to start the rest of the season after Cam Newton went on the IR yesterday?
Kyle Allen.
That is correct. Final score 5-4. Lorraine, you have 6 wins.
Megan, I'm so sorry. That one gotcha.
I know, it did.
All right, you know what we want to hear before we let you go?
My name is Megan from Matthews, and I can't beat Lorraine.
Thanks for playing, Megan.
Jonas Brother concert tickets and a chance for you to be on the floor within the first 5 rows. If you want these, you might want to be listening at 5.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Get a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers for their Happiness Begins tour in Charlotte Wednesday, November 20th. Also going to get you qualified to win a pair of floor seats within the first 5 rows. By the way, AJ is doing the same thing with the ticks at 6. Make sure you're listening to him for that.
Joe Bro Radio, we're calling it, because we are the only station in town giving away Joe Bro tickets all day long. Hunter. Why don't you live in Huntersville, Charlotte? Hunter, that would make the most sense.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, buddy. You excited for the Jonas Brothers show?
I am. I know my girlfriend would definitely be excited, too.
Good. Well, let's see how well you know the Jonas Brothers.
Okay.
All right, Hunter. Question number 1. This Gravediggers Ball audience, Diplo.
Artist.
What did I say?
You said audience.
Oh, sorry. This Gravediggers Ball artist, Diplo, filmed this Joe Bros wedding.
Would that be Nick Jonas?
No.
It is Joe Jonas.
It's okay, Hunter. Let's see how well you do with this one. What state was Kevin Jonas born in? New Jersey, Arizona, or Texas? Kevin Jonas.
Go with New Jersey.
That is correct.
Ah, look at you, Hunter.
All right.
Yeah. You know your Joe Bro trivia. Good for you.
Get on a roll now.
All right. Which Joe Bro sings the song Jealous? Nick, Kevin, or Joe?
Would that be...
I want to give you a hint. It's the one we haven't said.
Yeah, I know. That's what I figured. I was thinking of...
Kevin...
Hunter, just say Nick.
Yeah, Nick.
Just say the name Nick.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go, buddy.
You're going to win the tickets anyway, dude.
Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Not only that, you're now in the running for you and your girlfriend to upgrade to floor seats. Somebody's going to get that awesome upgrade, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. By the way, let's not forget the bonus Jonas, Frankie Jonas. He's not in the band, but all right, thanks.
I don't know if I've talked about this, but it happened a while ago. I was in the shower, and Sterling was delivering some news to me, and I was like, hang on a second. Just everyone stop for a second. I'll tell you what was happening and why it frazzled me.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So my dog, Callie, has just... She's been a problem. And I love her to death, but she's been a problem. Like, within a week, she's peed in the house, and there's no reason for it. I mean, it's we've been taking her out. But she's also been doing this thing that whenever I go on walks with her, she acts one way. And then whenever my partner Sterling goes on walks with her, she acts completely different. And so I'm in the shower, and Sterling gets back in from a walk with her, and he's trying to tell me all the things that occurred on the walk
while you're in the shower.
While I'm trying to shower. And the story involves from her just going crazy, zigzagging all through the sidewalk, to at one point there was a big dog and she freaked out, to there was a small dog and then she freaked out again and she ran this way and got tangled here, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, stop. Can we talk about this when I'm out of the shower? Because I can't hear anything, and I halfway think that our dog got attacked by a big dog, you know, and I hear that she's having a meltdown.
And it's all while you're, like, washing yourself.
Yeah.
And you use the shower for, like, therapy. You're in the shower for, like, 30 minutes.
30 minutes, and I'm sure he couldn't wait 30 minutes to you know, tell me. Hey.
I wonder if he was pacing before he went in.
You know, it's all echoey. I can't hear anything. I'm screaming, what, 4 times?
I mean, what kind of news... can't wait till someone gets out of the shower, Lorraine.
I wonder
if anybody got some news while they were in the shower.
I mean, I'm sure it's happened before.
Death news probably can get delivered in the shower.
Oh, my God,
honey. You don't wait for that, right?
Yeah, great-grandma Patty passed away.
What?
Can y'all have a peppermint patty? I'm trying to think. You know, I've taken many showers in my day, and I'm trying to think about what... Oh, I don't have a... It's not what somebody said, but it's really funny. I manscaped with a electric razor.
Oh, okay.
And I was single, and I had the guys over at the house, and I jumped in the shower. You know, we were pre-gaming, and I'm in the shower. Next thing you know, you hear, and I'm like, I could have sworn I turned my razor off. What's going on?
Is someone using it?
Yeah, someone was using it.
No. Oh, that's so disgusting.
Ew.
I'm like, John, what are you doing? I just know.
So you're in the shower trying to deliver news. I'm trying to shoot news out.
It's the opposite.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
All right. And John was big, too. He was mad at me. I go, don't get mad at me. I have two separate razors, bud. That's not that one. All right. Let's get some calls going because I like where Roy's going with this.
Yeah. What news did you get while in the shower?
Because you can't hear anything.
What?
I know. Having a conversation with somebody who's in the shower is annoying enough.
Can I bar 20? There's a pizza guy at the door, and I got to tip him.
What?
I got to tip the pizza guy. Where's your wallet?
Wait, you want to order pizza?
No, it's here.
I already ordered pizza.
I did a lot of thinking today.
What?
I did a lot of thinking today.
About what?
I'm leaving you.
What?
I'm leaving you. No, it's shampoo.
The news you got while in the shower. That is the conversation on Mani, Roy, and Lorraine this morning. You will not find that entertaining radio anywhere else.
Yeah. This is Rebecca in Fort Mill.
This is ridiculous.
Hi.
Hi, Rebecca. Okay. Go ahead. Tell us the news.
Okay. So this happened about 17 years ago when my husband and I were newly engaged. We were living together in New York City, and I was screaming a blood-curdling scream because there was a spider in the shower. So he got up. He killed it. Well, later on that evening when he got home from work, I thought it would be funny to play a little joke on him when he was in the shower. So he's showering. I walk in, and I'm like, oh, by the way, I just wanted to let you know that there was a little, I meant to say little, but there was a little death threat pertaining to you killed my buddy, now I'm coming after you. Well, because he was in the shower, he only heard certain pieces of that, and he honestly thought there was a death threat against me. So he gets out of the shower, throws on clothes, soaking wet, and like ready to go kill somebody in the complex that we lived in.
Oh my God.
Nothing like in the middle of winter in New York City, running after your fiance, like, no, 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 this is a joke. Because I was trying to reference the spider. Yeah, it did not pan well in my future.
Yeah, all he heard in the shower, all he heard was death threat.
Yeah.
All he heard was death threat against me, and he was just like, no, I have to go kill somebody now. I'm like, oh my God, no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, he heard this.
Thanks, Rebecca.
I wish you didn't kill that spider. There's going to be a death threat on me. Yeah,
what?
I just don't think he should have done that.
Jumps out of the shower.
He did.
Ready to go.
Put his clothes on wet, she said.
Yeah.
All right, this is Angie in Mint Hill. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Roy Morning Show.
Good morning. I am about to go through the black spot in Mint Hill, so I hope I keep y'all.
Okay.
So you can still hear me.
I hear you fine.
But there was a time about 20 years ago when we fostered 12 cats in my house, and I asked my cousin who was coming over with his dog. I told him, I'm getting in the shower. Don't come over with the dog. Don't come in. And he said, okay. So I go and get in the shower. The next thing I hear is a blood-curdling scream. It sounds like a wildlife hunting video. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. I jump out of the shower. I go open the front door, and he's looking at me with huge eyes. He's got scratches on his hands, and he says, you told me not to come in. I said, yes, I did. Not for your protection, not for their protection, for yours. Because the cats all attacked him and the dog.
The cats attacked him.
Yes, the cats. There were 12 cats.
Oh, my God.
And they attacked this dog and this 6-foot guy.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. I feel bad for him, but it's still funny. One more, because this is good, too. Elizabeth, real quick.
Hello.
Hey, okay, what was the reason why your husband ran out of the shower?
Well, it wasn't that he ran out of the shower. It was I was in the shower, and my husband ran to the bathroom screaming because I'm, like, trying to open. We have the doors on our shower. So I'm trying to open the door on the shower, and he's sitting there with a laptop letting me know that the new Star Wars trailer came out. So I almost slipped in the shower trying to open the door with him sitting there screaming like a 2-year-old.
Oh, my God, the new Star Wars trailer, open the door!
Thanks for the call.
You know, so what in the world?
I notice about showers is like whenever I'm trying to yell for Sterling, he never hears me. But if I drop like 3 bottles of soap and it sounds like I died, he immediately runs in. And I'm like, how'd you hear that?
All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
All right, so poor Prince Harry. He gets backlash if he does this. He gets backlash if he doesn't do it. I'll tell you what it is and what he's getting flack for now coming up in the dirty in 10 minutes.
What?
Dry off now.
How long?
10 minutes.
The okay. MRL Morning Show on demand.
Good job,
Loren.
Touching the tones.
You know, when Loren touches our tones, that means we have stuff to give away. And right now, we've got a pair of tickets to go to the Hornets game tomorrow night at the Spectrum Center. We welcome back Kemba Walker.
Yes, the Celtics are going to be up against our Hornets. And you'll be able to see this rivalry.
Well, you get to welcome Kemba back and boom every time he touches the ball.
Yeah, boom.
I'm kidding. Well, you can do that if you want. I'm not really that. 704-570-9595. Caller number 9. You get to go to the Spectrum Center tomorrow night. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see the Hornets take on the Celtics and Kemba Walker. For tickets, you can go to Hornets.com.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Prince Harry, I mean, he strikes a chord with critics, whether he does it or he doesn't do it. Well, people were critical of the fact that he flew not only commercial on his trip to Japan to see the Rugby World Cup, but he wasn't in first class either. He was spotted by passengers sitting in the premium economy seats. So somewhere in the middle.
That's because he's a man of the people.
Right.
But he did get flack when him and Meghan took a private jet to a French getaway. And people gave him flack for that, too. So this guy gets it if he flies private. He gets it if he flies commercial.
He can't win, Lorraine. It's Queen Mummy, by the way.
He really cannot, Queen Mummy.
We'll have him taking a Greyhound next week.
Sure, that'll go over well.
Right.
All right, so Shia LaBeouf, he was on Ellen, and he said that being arrested
that's
was...
the shower still playing. That scared me.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'll turn it off.
I popped it up, and it scared me.
He said that getting arrested was one of the best things that's happened to him.
Really?
Yeah.
I basically had him set up a web camera and then watched him watch the whole movie.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he didn't say much, but I know he's... He felt like I saw him, you know, like yeah. I really saw him, like I got him.
Right.
And was very teary-eyed, and it's a love letter.
So it was kind of an awakening moment for him.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Kim Kardashian, she is decided to share some parenting advice.
That's what life is about.
Not that he wasn't an amazing dad, but being a little bit more strict as a dad and being very forceful on the imagery that's in our household and what they see. And at the end of the day, that's what marriage is. He's going to do things that I don't agree with, and I support him and vice versa.
That's what life is about.
You know, she came out recently and said that Kanye says some things that she doesn't always agree with, but she just kind of lets him do his own thing.
Thanks. So. I love the Kardashians.
Emma Watson.
That was a call that we had.
Emma Watson, she may not be in a relationship, but she's not single either. She just clarified this for everyone. She said, well, I'm very happy, quote unquote, being single. I call it being self-partnered. So, and I think that's kind of important too. Like, there's a very deep importance in being able to make yourself happy and not just finding joy in someone else.
Right. okay, what's hot, what's trending, what should everybody have, what does the Ren like?
All right, so maybe you are a traveler like myself, or you travel for work. I found these little modules that fit into your suitcase that help you organize your packing. So you can, they're little zippable, soft triangles that fit into your suitcase where you can put your socks in one, your underwear in another. It's kind of like how you have things organized at home in your drawers.
Okay.
So now you can take that organization on the road with you. And great. You know I'm type A, so I love it.
I'm getting this for Dallas.
Yes. We'll have that information up for you at kiss951.com.
This is an interesting article that we found online. It's what folks would be willing to do to erase their student debt. Not getting a side hustle, not like getting an extra job. No, we're talking about like not getting a car, not buying new clothes. These are all on the list. There's a couple other ones that are really, really crazy. The list gets crazier as it goes on. Y'all, wait to hear how many people, there's a percentage that said that they would spend a week in jail to erase student debt. We'll get to that coming up in just about 8.
The MRL Morning Show on demand. This is the MRL Morning Show with Maney, Roy, and Lorraine on Kiss 95.1.
So student loans are something I feel like everybody feels is a burden once you graduate. And yeah, let's be honest, a lot of people can't graduate without getting those student loans.
Sure, sure.
Then you spend forever paying them off. I remember when Dallas paid off his student loans, it was like a party at our place.
Same with Amanda.
Mm-hmm. But a recent survey was done, and these are the things that people would be willing to do to erase their student loans.
All right, let me give you a, let's see here. You need a good, some good music behind you, Loren, as we do this. All right, go ahead. Let's try this.
All right, so folks would be willing to skip social functions and gatherings, including life events due to the cost of travel, so weddings, babies' births.
Hey, those things are expensive.
Mm-hmm. Bachelorette parties. They would be willing to take a job that they didn't like if it paid really well.
That's my worst nightmare.
Taking a job just for the money?
I feel really bad for people that, yeah, are stuck in a job that they don't really like, but they love the income, so they do it because it's such a double-edged sword.
Yeah, for sure. People would rather skip a meal. So maybe you skip lunch every day.
Yeah, right.
So that you can pay a little extra towards your student loans.
Oh, I get hangry.
Me too. No. I'd be single for sure.
Yeah.
People would give up getting a car. Not getting their dream car, just giving up getting a car. So you're taking...
how would you move around?
Light rail, bud.
Yeah, light rail, walk. Uber,
public transportation.
Bike.
I feel bad. Somebody the other day was like, hey, how do you feel about the public transportation system here in Charlotte? Do you think it's like, you know, adequate enough? And I was like, I don't know enough about, you know, the bus routes.
Yeah.
I do know I am so mad when I get stuck behind a bus on Providence Road. And you can't get over to the left-hand lane.
Yeah, because it's a two-lane street.
I'll tell you what I told the person. I said, just do me a favor. Hurry up, get on and off the bus so I can drive.
All right, these are the things that people would rather do to erase their student loans. They would live with their parents longer. My brother's still working on that plan.
Hey, listen, that's okay as long as you're legit saving, man. And you're, like, legit. You know what I mean?
Like I said, my brother's still working on that plan.
And he's saving.
Eh.
I don't know about that.
Oh, you have to have a job to save.
Yeah, I'd like to see his bank account. People would rather shave their head than pay their student loans. Mm. And never have caffeine again. Give up your Starbucks, Dunkin' runs altogether so that you can pay a little more each month.
And I'd mentioned before I went to commercial because I saw the one, Lorraine, that said people would stay and would do a week in prison. Or in jail.
Oh, a week in jail,
yeah. That was like 39%, right?
Yep.
What's the percentage of people that would shave their heads?
51%.
Ugh. Shave their heads to get rid of debt.
Yeah, but that must be all guys. There's no woman.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? I'll just stick to the payment plan. I'm keeping my hair.
Although Demi Moore looked great as G.I. Jane, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I saw a woman the other day who had really, really short hair. Mm-hmm. Like, she had trimmed it. Producer Nicole said she would do it. Do you still have debt?
No, you wouldn't. I would 100%, if I could have a clean slate, I would 100% shave my head.
How much do you owe? Maybe we can make this happen.
I mean, it's not a lot, but it's enough to where it's going to take me like a while.
I remember when producer Nicole was thinking about cutting her hair because she has her hair on top that she wears in her little bun is so long when she lets it down. But we found this like really cool hairstyle for her that was like short, like I guess to your ear where it like flipped over to one side. And I wanted her to cut her hair so bad like that. She didn't do it.
She wouldn't do it,
nope.
Huh? Mm-mm. All right, how much are you willing to donate? This is a Radio Venmo. What are you willing to donate to get producer Nicole to shave her hair?
I put down a thousand.
I got to check with my wife, but I might be able to also put down a thousand.
I put down a thousand to see Nicole go bald.
By the way, do we get to do it?
Yeah, oh, please. Yeah, you're going bald. I mean, you don't need style to do that.
Roy and I'll throw in a thousand.
That's $2,000.
Loren can go to the safe in the chateau and pull out another five. That's $6,000. Would that help?
The worst.
The math
she's shaking
wrong.
Her head. Yeah, she's like a bobblehead in there. She's so excited.
Yeah.
All right, stay tuned for the Nicole shaving her head segment.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
95.1 with the Manny Roy and the Ren Morning Show.
I saw this article on Yahoo, you guys. We've talked about the silent Uber ride, like if Uber picks you up now, and I'm not sure if Lyft does it too, but if Uber picks you up, Loren, before the driver even gets there, you can request a couple things like temperature in the car,
mm-hmm.
whether you want a silent ride or talkative. And I think
that's great.
It was even like, what subjects should we avoid? Well, according to Yahoo, the hair salons are starting to do this.
I want to talk to my stylist.
More and more hair salons across the country are giving customers the option of booking a silent haircut. The service comes at no extra charge, and after an initial consultation where you'll have to talk to your stylist about your hair, because that conversation has to be had, the rest of the appointment is going to be talk free.
Well,
that's like a therapy session, though.
I enjoy talking to my stylist. Her name's Catherine. We chit-chat for, it's like you're there for an hour. You know, like an Uber ride is just 5 minutes down the road. I get that.
And here's the other thing. Like, you typically see your hairstylist like over and over and over again,
yeah.
right? Like, once you find somebody that you like, you typically go back to them. An Uber driver, like, I've never had the same Uber driver ever. So, like, I don't need to do the small talk chit chat in between and you find out where I'm from and like all that other stuff.
But what if you go to your usual hairdresser and you're having a crappy day? You want to use that time to get into a better mood rather than just like kind of shell up.
I probably want to vent, have a glass of wine, talk about it.
Oh, I love when we do this. Oh, good one, Loren. Let's get calls. Calling all stylists, calling all hairstylists at Aveda. Hold on.
He's jumping up and down because they're below us.
Aveda students, call us. What is something that your clients told you that you were surprised they told you while you were sitting in your seats? We've done this before and we've gotten a whole slew of answers.
I like that you're jumping on the floor, but they're not right under us. They're like two floors under us.
Andy said, who are your clients? I don't think they have many clients. They're still in school.
All right, hold on. RCS Construction is below us. Hold on. Let me see if I can make this work.
He's my gosh.
Hey.
Oh.
Now you sound like the stompers.
Now you knock and tell Aveda to call us. Pass it on. The people below us are fans of the show, by the way. Somebody that works below us listens, and she says she can hear the stompers from Power 98's No Limit Larry show on Friday mornings.
Yeah,
we don't have adequate insulation here. They can hear everything.
What did I do with my mic?
Yeah, you broke it.
But no, seriously, think about it this way, though. Like, what if Roy goes to his hairdresser, and he doesn't want to talk, but they normally talk? What does he do? He goes in there and goes, I'm just having a bad day. Do you mind if we just keep it quiet?
No,
see, now you can just do it on the app.
But she picks up on your cue. Like, she'll know if I'm not as talkative, she'll kind of pull back a little. You know, with just a little pleasantries, but...
She could read you?
I think so. I've been going to her now for almost over a year, almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
She knows me pretty well.
And sometimes you go and you're not in the mood to talk?
Yeah, if we
that's
have
funny
a,
to me.
If we have a big day or I'm super tired or I only got a few hours of sleep, yeah, sometimes. But you know, typically I look forward to my hair appointment.
Right. I like a kind of bummed out, tired, not in the talking mood, Roy, in the salon chair.
No. The place I go, they give you a beer before you go in, and so I'll knock a couple back and get real talkative.
Yeah, like I'll have a glass of wine while my girl does my hair, and like I might fall asleep while they're washing my hair or I'm just sitting processing, but like for the most part while we're working together, like I like to talk.
The when they're putting
the shampoo's in. That's quiet time. Mm-hmm. That's relaxed.
Yeah.
By the way, one more thing. One of the stylists who started the trend here in the United States of the quiet hairstyles appointment mentions that sometimes for 2 or 3 hours, it's hard to not say anything as a stylist, to not say anything to your client. But we understand in our overstimulated world, some alone time is scarce. And if you want to come and put your headphones and your earbuds in and just listen to some music, you can do that. And you won't bother us. So, all right, let's do some phone calls, though, on the craziest things. You guys that work at the salons, what's the craziest things a client told you?
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls after Post Malone, Young Thug, It's Goodbyes with Charlotte's number one in music station. Gets 95.1. Station Kiss 95. We are the Manny Roy and Lorraine Morning Show, calling all stylists, hairdressers, looking at you to call us at 704-570-9595. We wanted to hear, if you're the stylist, what's some of the things that you've heard?
We got a text message that was, this is an interesting thing to happen in a chair. So somebody sat down to get their hair cut. And their girl was telling them how they had some mole that they thought was cancerous and needed to be removed. And then she proceeded to ask him for more money so that she could put it towards that.
Whoa. Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, that's so awkward.
That's kind of like the guilt trip.
Yeah.
Right? Another text message from area code 704 said, I'm a stylist and I had someone in my salon chair asking me on marital advice. And eventually I told her that she should leave him, and she did, and I felt so bad. See, you're going to give advice, too, and a lot of these people are going to believe you because they're just talking it out with you, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it feels like a therapy session, but you got to remember, this isn't a therapist. This is your hairstylist.
Yeah.
That's true, and this is all coming up because there's more salons across the country. When you can book a silent haircut. So we want to know the opposite, like when your client wasn't so silent.
704-570-9595. We'll take your phone calls right now.
The MRL Morning Show on demand is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
You know, there's hair salons that are offering talk-free cuts, which is so strange to me because I enjoy talking when I go to get my hair done.
And it's easier for guys. Like somebody texted in who's a hairdresser from 980 and said this is easy for guys because guys are typically in and out in 30 minutes, but some women are in the chair for up to 4 hours.
Yeah, I think that's like a normal time. If you're getting like cut, color, style, that's a normal amount of time.
704-570-9595. We wanted to hear from the stylists. Like kind of the opposite of that. People are, you know, saying they're now signing up for talk-free haircuts. What did you hear? What's some of the good dirt that you heard with the person in your chair? This is Kim in Huntersville. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well.
What's up, Kim?
Yeah, so actually just the other week I had a client come in, you know, I was doing her nails actually, and we were talking about relationships, and she just kind of admitted to me that she stepped out on her husband, not once, but twice. And I said, okay, and why'd you do that? And she's like, well, I'm sure he stepped out on me.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't know what to say.
How does that come up, Kim? Did she just randomly bring it up, or were you guys talking about something that kind of just eased out?
How long have you been with your husband? She's like, 20 years, and you know, it gets boring sometimes. So I spice it up.
Jeez.
Thanks, bud.
Well, he's not alone. We got a text message that said, I had a client who sat in the chair and told me she was getting her hair done to meet another man who's not her husband.
Whoa.
Yeah. And then 980 texted in and said, I had a client tell me where her ex-husband's money was buried. Apparently it was buried with a family dog so that the kids couldn't find it.
So as the hairdresser, do you then start trying to find where the dog's located as well? I mean, why are you telling me this information? All right. Hey, we did something really cool this morning at 6:50 last night. The world was abuzz by ABC's live production of The Little Mermaid. By the way, because of Ariel with the red hair, my wife Amanda's favorite Disney story is The Little Mermaid.
I'd say so.
If you missed it, here's a little bit from last night.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
They're Shaggy. It wasn't me. By the way, it wasn't me. Works to that.
Under
it wasn't
sea.
Me. It wasn't me.
Turn. Look at her, you know you do. Sing the word, go on and kiss the girl.
Under the sea.
Queen Latifah was the best.
Yeah, there was a lot of back and forth on social media. Some people hated it, some people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You were DMing with Sterling, Roy's partner, last night. You guys weren't fans?
No. Here's the thing. I wish there was a little bit more overacting. It looked like I'm not saying the actors were bad actors. I'm just saying it looked like they had never been in a stage production before, other than Queen Latifah.
Well, the Manny, Ryan, and Lorenz show this morning at 6:50, we kicked things off with giving it a crack. We figured we couldn't screw up any more than ABC screwed it up last night. So we sang a version of Under the Sea, and if you didn't hear it, we're going to end the show the same way we started it, with a show tune.
Yeah!
Coming up after Halsey.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.